Okay.
Yes.
Yulevski?
Yes. Okay, you mentioned this interesting idea of measuring the or observing the relic neutrino. neutrinos, yes. So the question, I never heard of this idea before. So the question is, what they, kind of experimental setups can be used for this purpose, and how they differ from existing ones?
No, nowadays the idea of measuring, observing the relic neutrinos looks like science fiction. These neutrinos have the same, modulo some factor like 3 divided 8 or whatever. They have the same temperature of the photons, okay? They come from the beginning of the expansion of the universe. The only way to look for them, of course, is that they hit a nucleus which doesn't require any energy to make the transformation into an electron, zero threshold, essentially. And this object exists, of course. Helium is one, tritium is one of the cases. However, it doesn't help because you have the normal process that will kill you. So you have to invent a method to enhance the sensitivity of the experiments. So the only idea so far that I know is a very, very daring R&D that is going in Princeton University. The name of the project is Ptolemy. The idea is to have a target for this relic neutrino that should be some nanostructure, some graphene object which is folded on itself essentially and gives a surface where you essentially paint of tritium, okay? The equivalent surface probably would be like one of the big silicon detectors of LHC. I mean, you have to have a big target in a sense. And then you have a very complex system. You have to have a calorimeter which has a resolution of a fraction of electron volt. Because of course you are looking at the endpoint of something that you have to distinguish the line between the endpoints. So it's like measuring the mass of a neutrino. I don't know. I mean, it's science fiction, but you know, we live of that. Fantasy should never be stopped. One day we will measure them, okay?
Thank you.
Savitsky?
Well, today I have seen a really nice representation of this neutrino experiments program in the world, but, for example, there was mentioning of different goals which can be achieved, but for example, why people are going for the measurement of the mass, but not directly to the determination of the mass key hierarchy of the neutrinos, which is quite less complicated goal to achieve.
The mass hierarchy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So usually people are doing experiments like which are located on Earth, but what about some cosmological experiments? It can be quite easy to do, and maybe in a fairly short period of time the result can be achieved, no?
For what I know, there are, in a solid theoretical framework, you can measure cosmologically, say, the total mass of the neutrinos, okay? That you can say, today there are limits. Say the sum of the mass of neutrinos is less than, depending on the model you use, is less than, 200, 300, 100 millielectron volt, okay? But these things you can do. Of course, it's not like a direct measurement. There is an interpretation. It's the results of a fit where you inject your prejudices on how things are working. The mass hierarchy and the absolute mass are, of course, two different things to measure, and you do measure in different ways. The mass hierarchy, we know how to do it, okay? You go through a beam of neutrinos that travels, and then the formula that gives the oscillation probability, okay? Tells you at the point, according to what you see, what the masses are, what the mass differences are, and which is the order. The point is that the only today's there is no experiment running that can do it, or barely the NOVA experiment might give some hint of that. The two the only approved project which we run in the next couple of years, they say 2020, I don't know about how realistic it is the Juno project in China, where essentially you try to determine this number looking at the oscillation in a beam which is provided by the neutrino coming from these two nuclear reactors that forms a triangle with the cavern where the detector is. The challenge is that in this liquid scintillator ball of 20 kiloton, you have to have at that tiny energy of the neutrino an energy solution of better than 3%, as far as I remember. Nobody has done it. You can do in a box like that of liquid scintillator. That you can do in 20 kilotons is a separate issue. About the absolute mass determination, there are two methods. One, say, officially blessed and actually running, is the Katrin experiment in Germany. This is a spectrometer, essentially. You just let the electrons go through this magnetic field, and the electric field you measure precisely. You measure the endpoint of the spectrum. The deviation from the endpoint of the spectrum with the neutrino mass equal zero will tell you what the neutrino mass is. Again, energy resolution or momentum resolution, if you like. At this point, I think is of the order of electron volt or something like that. Okay, whether this is enough, given the fact that you don't measure event by event, but you have a fit, well, I don't know, we'll see. Depends on the mass of the neutrino, of course. There is another method that we are testing, I would say, in my country, which is to measure these things in a pixel detector, like the pixel of LAC, but made by bolometric at bolometric temperature and with an array of bolometers that are made by Olmium, as far as I understand. Is that true? Now, Olmium, he is the leader of the experiment, sitting in the audience, so I don't want to make tragic mistakes. Stefano Ragazzi is the leader of the project. Anyhow, if the things happen and everything works like you expect, these little tiny detectors should have an energy resolution again of an electron volt or so. So you should be able eventually to get at the point. So either one. But I mean, neither the mass hierarchy. I bet my pocket money that in 10 years we will know something about, or the definite answer, or close to have it. About the absolute neutrino mass, I cannot promise anything. I mean, it's a work in progress. Stay tuned.
More questions?
Yes, one there.
Daniele Travesi, University of Manchester. Well, mine is not a question. It's actually a comment on your answer. We are, from cosmological observations, we have already more than bounds. We have evidence for non-zero neutrino mass scale. I think the number is 0.17 electron volt. And it comes from Planck data plus Lensing observation. The real question here is that how much do you trust your understanding of the astrophysics? That's the whole point.
I mean, no, this in fact... The results of a fit where you inject, as Professor Zizighi would say, we have only one universe to test. It's very difficult to trust, to put your hands on the fire on this specific fact. Yep. Ready for dinner then.